Welcome back, everybody. When your favorite show is off the air, you can always come listen to us. It's the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppy Head Productions. I am your host, Sean, the weeb across the way. Danny, how are you?
I'm feeling pretty amazing. I mean, I figure at this point, if they've already listened to this much, they can either just like lower the volume all the way down to continue letting it play out, or just let the Stockholm Syndrome comfort them and give them a giant warm hug and as they finish listening to the rest of this episode.
Exactly. You know, almost to a year. I mean, I think that's enough time to damage somebody. I think it's only, 21, and it creates a pattern. So if you've listened this far, it's like almost doubled the amount.
Yeah, at this point now, it's become a problem. People might have an intervention to save your life. Maybe some like emergency surgery or chemo or something.
Stop listening. It's bad for your health.
It's probably not good for it, is all I know.
It's not recommended for children and those with heart problems.
9 out of 10 doctors don't recommend listening to our podcast. and that 10th one is probably related to Sean somehow.
in the grand scheme, it's a very, 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 very distant cousin.
So basically they're saying that if it was hot, if they were hot, you probably could have sex with them and not completely have freak kids.
Exactly. Well, or if it's not a girl, then I don't have to worry about free kids.
Exactly. Why not just direct first cousins then at that point? But then you just have to bring in another dude, because then it's not gay if it's a three-way.
It's not gay if it's a three-way.
Even if it's all dudes. it negates it out. If there's three dudes having sex, it's not gay because it's a three-way.
I don't know if the logic's there, but you know what? I don't know enough about three ways to dispute this.
I mean, it's not like grammar, where like the I before E, except for, you know, pretty much every word in the English language.
So Danny, I guess you got your weeb on, huh?
I did. I got to the 14th annual, but second time in Ontario, Anime Los Angeles, which, you know, everyone's like, Anime Los Angeles, where's that? I'm like, Ontario. And they're like, wait, seriously? Last year I went, and it was pretty small. Like, they only had one room for all of the sellers and the artists, and pretty much everything was just in one room as far as what you can buy. And they had some panels and stuff. I really didn't go to too many. As it was coming up close, I was like, I don't think I'm going to go. But, of course, you know, the weeb in me kicked in, and I'm like, I am definitely going.
I want to go look at all the anime girls.
Yes. Exactly. So, you know, it came up on Black Friday last year, and they had their sale for the weekend, and I'm like, I guess I'm buying it. I don't know why, but here it goes. Hope it's good. And I'm actually really glad I went. Like, it was a really good convention. They got their into their comfort zone in the new building. They had the dealers and distributors and stuff basically in the main room. Mm-hmm. And then they set up a tent area for the artists. Like, they had probably, you know, 500 times more artists this year than they did last year.
Wait, where did they put a giant tent and all these people?
Like, in the front, kind of. They took up some parking area, but that's fine, because there's a ton of parking for the convention center, like, and both in front and across the street.
I guess you guys don't have to really worry about weather problems either.
No, I mean, it was, I think it got up to like 80, the hottest, and then it was like Friday was a little chilly, but it was still like mid to upper 60s. Mm. And it was a nice day, so it just sucked for some of the artists that were sitting by the wall with the sun, because it got a little warm over there, but they had so many like little air conditioning ducts in there, and like the middle of it was actually pretty chilly. Mm. Oh. And it was pretty nice. It was one of those tents that you would basically set up for like a wedding or something like that. It was one of those temporarily permanent shelters, so it had solid walls. And but like getting into the convention last year was a little bit easier. I think that's just going to be the new normal that I don't want to get used to, but I have to. That it's just a pain.
there's no good way to get into a convention anymore.
No, they had both entrances, and they had, you know, lines were long because of security. Because that one dude had to kill one of the Power Rangers in Arizona.
Yeah.
Fucking dick.
What a douchebag. Ruined it for everybody.
I know. It wasn't even like he was going in there just to kill, like, random con people. He had a goal. Like, maybe instead of having, like, security being so uptight, maybe we should just not allow Power Rangers at any more conventions. If you're an actor or an actress that was a Power Ranger, you're not allowed in to be at a convention anymore. There we go. Just problem solved.
I mean, how many people are really going, you know, to go see the Power Ranger anymore? Like, come on.
Apparently that guy with all his guns.
That is true. He did want to see him.
He wanted to see him up close and personal. Apparently, either, like, God or his dog or something like that said that he must kill that ranger. And wow. He was acting. And even then, like, he didn't even get into the room. Like, he was, like, in the, like, main assembly area acting kind of shady. And somebody went up and told a cop and said, that guy over there is acting kind of shady. And they caught him. Like, the system worked already. I don't know why they had to change the system.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of shady people at those cons.
Right. Exactly. It's like, that guy's acting shady, and it's like, I think he was just staring at your ass and was a little uncomfortable that you caught him.
Ooh, like, oh my.
Or he wanted to talk to you, but he's afraid to use words to a lady.
That's true. It happens.
Or maybe he's kicking himself. Maybe he's kicking himself because he left his fedora at home.
He knew he could get her if he only had that fedora. Like, why did he forget it?
Exactly. If he'd brought his fedora and maybe squared up around the neckline a little bit of his beard, he'd be set.
Mm-hmm. That square line instead, is important.
Very yeah, instead important. He brought guns to kill a Power Ranger.
Yeah. What a terrible.
I mean, it's not like it would have been a loss. It's not like it was like, you know, anybody that, again, like you said, that people want to see.
That is true.
And yeah. They've already been replaced already anyways. They've been rebooted.
Like 10 times?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh well. But you have to live what you're known for, man. There's no way around it. Just gotta keep pushing through.
You know, if you can't get real acting jobs, I guess you can go sell your autographs for $20 a piece. Even if you know, and you probably get paid to go to the convention too. They probably pay you, or at least, you know, don't charge you to show up. So if you get 10 people at $20 a piece, that's $200 for the weekend. That's not a bad gig for someone who's probably eating, you know, top ramen and cat food.
You know, some of them move on to get real jobs, Danny.
Well, if they're signing autographs at conventions, that's probably their real job.
You know what? I'm here, everybody. If you need me to go sign autographs for you, please invite me to your show.
Yeah, I don't even need to, like, I'll even buy the ticket, I guess, but at a discount, if you just put me up in a hotel.
That is true. Those hotels are getting a little pricey.
And also so that I don't have to go through security. If I can just, like, not have to go through security, yeah. I'll sign autographs.
No, seriously, man. I'm going to go in the special line that says, not a crazy terrorist. Somebody that we invited here. He's a G.
Yeah, like, the first day I went, I got stuck behind somebody who had this, like, giant, like, roller suitcase I don't even think would be allowed on airplanes because it was oversized. And I don't mean, like, as carry-on. I mean, like, as checked baggage, I think they would have to pay, like, extra fees. And then the person that he was with, as the security was going through their bags, started asking all these questions, like it was the information booth. And so the security was done looking through their bags, and they're just standing there asking all these questions.
TSA randomly showed up at the con.
No. Security wasn't asking the questions. The person trying to get into the convention was asking questions. It's like, just go inside, find an information booth, and get out of the way. Shit. That's fair. So those four lines for bags, which the process worked when everybody followed the rules, but
you know,
then there was one for no bags, which
open it before you get there.
And don't have like a list of, you know, frequently asked questions to ask the security guard.
Are there restrooms in this facility? Are there restrooms here? I need to know.
Is there a good vegan option around here? Because I'm vegan. So luckily we got waved over to the no line, the no bag line, because he was just standing there because everybody, of course, brings bags to conventions.
That is true. You know, yeah, there's not a lot of people walking around with no bags. Like, how are you supposed to carry your things? I guess you could go in and then buy a bag, but I don't know.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that had, you know, like, they go through Artist Alley, they had, you know, the artist-supplied covers and stuff, but it's like, not every artist has those, and sometimes it's just a pain in the ass, because people, you know, especially at crowded conventions, they'll walk into you and fold that shit, and now you just wasted your money.
Why are people folding things like that? It makes me cringe.
I know. You know, speaking of cringe, you know, anime fans get a bad reputation, right? As far as, you know, being either perverted because we, you know, masturbate to, you know, 2,000-year-old dragons that look like 14-year-old girls, or...
I think you rest the case on why people think they're weird.
I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying in general, that's the reputation.
Oh, when you
that
say
other...
we, you just mean like this sometimes happens.
That it's never not happened. Is what I'm saying.
That never happened. Never.
It's never not happened. It's happened. Is what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
So, I ran across three people this weekend. Surprisingly, only three that just made me want to go.
The shower.
No, that would have been better. I could have lived with that, because that's at any convention. You don't have to be a weeb or a fan of anime to not shower. I mean, people go to Frankenstein's. People at my work don't know how to shower sometimes, so it's okay.
Fair enough.
But so there was one guy, like, walking. I saw him on Friday, and then I saw him again on Saturday. He was walking around with, like, the mask on, you know, to cover his mouth. Because they wear those in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and carrying around a body pillow.
Nice.
Like, did he brought from
home?
His
wife gets lonely at home.
He brought it with him. He didn't buy it there. He brought it with him. Like, you know, I was telling Jody about it on Saturday because she didn't go with me on Friday, and I was like, yeah, it's like she's like, well, maybe he bought it there. And then as we were pulling in to go park, he walked by us, and I'm like, that's him right there. And she's like, oh,
there's the son of a bitch.
Maybe he didn't buy it. And I'm like, no, he didn't. He brings it with him everywhere. which goes back to the business plan. I went to the fan fest for Final Fantasy XIV in 2016. And we were talking about a business plan standing outside of anime conventions selling body pillows with fleshlights built in.
Yeah.
He probably would have bought a couple. As long as we had his waifu.
I don't know.
So, that was the first guy I encountered, was Body Pillow Boy.
Yeah.
And then, as I'm walking around, on Friday, I see a guy, basically his looks like his cosplay was Oscar the Grouch, right? Just dude inside of a trash can, with like trash kind of glued to the lid, and...
Mm-hmm.
On the trash can, in bold letters, was written, waifu.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, all right, whatever. That's weird. And so I didn't think anything of it until Saturday. Walking through the convention, he was kind of standing against the wall by me. All of a sudden, I guess it had been long enough that he'd been standing there. He just, you know, wasn't getting enough attention. He just stands up out of the blue and bursts out, your waifu is trash! At the top of his
your waifu is shit!
And then... moves on to, like, another wall, apparently. Like, leaves that area to go to another wall, apparently, waiting for people to forget his opinions on waifus.
Oh, my God.
And their trash status.
I was trying to look for a meme real quick because it reminded me of it. There's literally a picture of this, and I think somebody photoshopped over the sign, but, you know, it's, like, it's supposed to be, like, this little waifu chick, and it says 3D girls are not important.
Well, because 3D girls get fat and old, 2D girls stay the same. No matter how old they get, they can always look 14. All right. That's the thing I love about anime dragons.
They get older, but their body stays the same.
All right.
Oh, man.
But then the last guy, man. This guy... I just felt dirty standing within like a couple feet of him. There was a, you know, we came across this booth and they had like such classy thing, selling patches, and they had one that had written on it things classy like, you know, a few shots for the chest, the rest for the face, and other things like that. And so looking at it, and I happened to look over, and there was a dude standing there talking to the guy in a, like a super in-depth conversation, wearing a shirt that was like all over print of hentai girls getting money shotted. Fantastic. The result, well, I guess the result of the money shot.
Oh, boy.
And so, yeah. So, surprisingly, I guess, or fortunately, most of the people there were just, you know, people who also liked anime as opposed to people who think that anime is complete life and your waifu is trash. And that if, you know, they only could go to Japan, to the master, to the homeland, that everyone there would understand them because anime is God there, and they're just like they think it is.
Yeah, they'll be in a world of surprise when they get there.
Oh yeah, I've seen pictures of dudes like that, with the white dudes with the face masks and the body pillows and all that stuff going over to Japan, and like the look on the Japanese people's faces like around them. Oh man, I think Logan Paul got better reactions than these guys do.
Oh my god, that's terrible. What a bunch of sad suckers.
Yeah, another thing, you know, like, you know, we joke about it, but it's kind of funny how, like, the term weeaboo has kind of turned around from its original meaning to just meaning anybody who is a fan of anime.
Maybe. That's true. I feel like I throw it around too much.
Maybe it's like, because it's our word, we can use it.
That's our word.
We're bringing it back.
Oh, we're doing something all right.
Because originally weeaboo was somebody like that who would go to Japan and think, oh my god, this is the homeland of anime. Everyone here loves anime. I am amongst my people. Or that, you know, Japan culture is far better than any other culture just because, you know, anime told them so. And that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they even talk to the girls in the anime style, that weird, like, yelling awkwardness. That's how you talk to girls.
Yeah. As long as they don't start singing Japanese made, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah. Or what about the Asian girl song? Is that better or worse?
I feel like it's worse.
Definitely, yeah, it's worse. Yeah, I don't think MC Chris officially got called out by the entire internet for making a racist song as opposed to a fetish song, versus the people that made Asian girls immediately got called out for making one of the most racist songs ever.
It is pretty fucking bad.
And even the video is horrible too.
The cringe level is over 9,000.
Yes. Especially like when you have fancy lines like, you're so pretty, your mama does the best nails in the city.
Yeah.
Oh man. But I ended up going Friday with a friend of the show, Mr. Chavo.
I thought you were going to say man thing. You always No, he lives in him.
He lives in New York.
Yeah. Sorry, Jones. He's taken. Can't have him.
Exactly. So, you know, we hung out, and then we decided to look around on the interwebs and found there was a couple breweries nearby that I hadn't been to. One was called Strum Brewing. We go there. They have a IPA on tap, a brown on tap, and a couple, like, sours. So we end up
danger zone.
So we end up kind of getting little tasters of pretty much all their beers. I ended up ordering their their raspberry sour. Buddy, he ordered the cranberry, and then I finished that, and I got a little 4-ounce pour of their triple IPA, which was like a little over 10%. It was actually pretty good. Like all their beers were really good. It was a small place. I was talking to the beer tender there, and she's part of a group called the IE Brew Witches, and they were having a charity event the next day, like a silent art auction. Mm-hmm. And that group collaborated with the Strum, the brewery, and they made a beer. And so that money went towards a charity as well, towards a polycystic ovarian syndrome or something.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I can't remember. I drank a lot of beer. But it was so we were there on Friday, and there was only a couple people. We went back on Saturday, and it was a packed house. So word of mouth got around, and even the beer they made on Saturday was really good too. Another this was more of a kettle aged sour, so it was definitely more sour in flavor. Which I never thought I would.
Always a good thing.
But that was actually really good.
Okay.
Oh, that came out really good. I guess I'm starting to be converted to a sour fan. I don't know, again, if it's because I liked it or because of Stockholm Syndrome, but...
I think it's the second one.
Why not both?
Why not both?
And so then from there, we went over to another brewery, Chino Valley Brewing, which we both kind of found it amusing that we went to a Los Angeles anime convention in Ontario to go to a Chino Valley Brewing brewery. Also in Ontario.
Sometimes and, those permits, man, they're pesky. It's hard to get them in certain places.
Yeah, I know. Apparently the dude's like just really attached to the name Chino Valley, and he's hoping to maybe branch out and actually get a location there.
Maybe.
Or maybe he just knows a dude in Chino Valley that wants to open a brewery, and it's like when you swoop in on somebody's domain name.
I like that reason. That's actually pretty funny. I'm gonna go with that one.
Whether it's true or not, it makes a lot of sense. Like, there's some dude in Chino Valley that he really, really hates. And he's like, you know what? Screw you, man. I'm gonna open a brewery first, and then swoops in on the name. So then the guy is stuck and has no other name option, or he has to like pony up the cash for it. Or because it'll like the. Like the brewery that was formerly known as Dale Brothers had to change their name because that was another brewery with the same name, even though it was like it was the guys that owned the brewery was their name, so they changed from Dale Brothers to last name since they couldn't use their last name anymore.
Last name, that's funny, clever, enjoy it.
Yeah, it was a pretty handy idea. It's better than the dudes that had to change their name from a. Donkey Punch Brewing.
Wow.
Or the one in Orange County that goes by the classy name Black Cock.
That is a classy one.
I mean, their emblem is a giant rooster, but still, man. we all know what you're trying to do there. Once you go Black Cock, you never go back, right? That's going to be the only brewery anybody goes to if they've tried it once.
That's why you drink all those stouts and porters.
Exactly.
Got you good, fucker.
I don't know. I'm switching to sours now, so I'm going back. apparently, it's not true. Even at Chino Valley, like we ended up, he ended up getting their regular stout, and I ended up getting their white stout. And between the two, the white stout, they're both really good, but the white stout was a lot better. And he even was kind of, they'd never had one before, and he was actually surprised at how much flavor they were able to pack into the white stout. A really strong coffee flavor, really just a really good beer, like super drinkable.
Mm, good.
Except, I ended up bringing some of my Magic the Gathering cards and kind of nerded out. And so we were playing a game of Commander and just bullshitting. And like,
they asked you to leave.
Well, they were like rearranging some, like putting some stuff away, moving some stuff around. And then like, we heard a ding. And the guy's like, last call. But then they kind of, like, the two people working kind of laughed. So I thought maybe we're like, oh. He must have accidentally then clinged the bell. Mm-hmm. And there was like one other couple there, and they get up and they order a couple crowlers and they leave. And we're kind of finishing up the game, but we're just sitting there talking. And I look up and like he's the guy that's working there, like pulls out a mop bucket and starts. And I'm like, wait, what time do you close? And she was like, 9. And I look, it was like 9:04. And it's like, oh. Sorry, we just saw that you're open. We didn't look at the close sign. She's like, no, that's fine. We don't have to leave till a certain time. We weren't going to kick you out yet. And it's like, well, no, we'll finish our beers and go. We don't want to keep you guys any longer.
God, you're such an asshole.
Well, yeah, duh.
Fuck. God, that's why we can't go to nice places.
No, we can't. But man, it was nice, dude. I hadn't played Magic in a long time. Like, I started getting like. The shakes, man. Like
the shakes.
I missed.
You heard the cards.
All these new sets coming out that I haven't even looked at what cards are in them. All these different things, and I'm like, man, I gotta make friends that play Magic the Gathering again. And that's the hard part, man. You know, friends.
friends. For friends, you can meet some fantastic fish because fish are friends.
Not food.
There's something. I don't know if they're friends, but there's something, all right.
Yeah, so, you know, that was Friday pretty much. And then Saturday went back with the wife. And normally we go to conventions lately, and we walk through Artist Alley, and she only goes to the local conventions with me, usually for one day, and we'll go through, and she sees art that she likes, but generally she already has it, a lot of the stuff that she really likes. The last few conventions we go to, she's like, she leaves out of there, maybe she'll buy one or two prints, you know, something that she hasn't seen yet, or from something she doesn't have. She ended up actually buying, like, a bunch of stuff. There was a bunch of different artists that she had never seen before. She was really happy with the selection of artists and their variation of different things. And, you know, as we were walking through, she's like, I don't recognize any of these animes. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, I like this one. Oh, I know this. And so I'm slowly converting her.
Slowly.
But then I met up with another coworker. I'll lie and say he's a friend of the show just because it sounds cool to say things like that. So friend of the show, Solid Snack.
Solid Snack.
Yes.
That's good. That one's good.
It's either Snack or Snake. It's like, it ends in the AC, so I don't know. But he had never met my wife before, and so we were kind of talking and stuff, and he was going to go get some food, so I went with him. Well, the wife who held down the area where we were sitting, so we had tables to eat at. And as soon as we walked away, he was like, how did you marry her? How did you get her to marry you? Because she is way too nice for you.
He tricked her.
Yeah, basically he just like, wow, you piece of shit. Why did you lie to her? Or how are you blackmailing her? Because you don't deserve her. And I'm like, eh, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. All right. Don't have to rub it in so hard, but you're not wrong.
You can rub it out a little bit harder, but not
call me senpai when you're rubbing it.
ask me to notice you. Ask me to notice you.
Beg me to notice you, damn it.
Call me weeb. Call me weeb.
Oh, God. There goes another listener. Gone.
Yeah.
Forever.
Gone forever. I it's getting to the point now where I don't even know if I want to, like, fake listen to this anymore.
It's so bad you don't even fake listen.
I don't want to use up the Verizon's internet access. That could go to something more quality. for me to download it. But yeah, and when we were there, they had a booth for the next convention that's in Ontario, the Comic-Con Revolution, coming up in May. I'm still trying to decide if I want to, like, actually pay for tickets or lie and say that we're a reputable source of media and exposure and get them to comp me tickets.
Wouldn't be the first time you lied about the show.
Right. But then if I, like, the thing is, like, if I got tickets for free, then I'd feel like a dick telling them that their con sucked.
They're going to listen to the podcast if you're just fucking ripping them a new one. They'll be like, let's see if you ever get free tickets ever again.
It's like when the Doors appeared on Ed Sullivan and then they messed up and the guy's like, you're never going to appear on Ed Sullivan again. And he's like, we just did, so it's cool. We don't care anymore. But yeah, that's coming up in May. Like, they're actually, like, doubling the size that they had from last year. They're getting way more space. They had a lady there selling it, and she's the one in charge of the programming. And I was talking to her for a little bit, and I told her, like, basically my only complaint last year was the lack of food trucks.
Yeah.
And she said that that was an issue with the convention center, but they worked that out, so they'll have food trucks this year. So it actually looks like and sounds like it'll be a pretty decent show if it's as good as it was last time.
Nice.
But twice as big.
And more food.
And actual food choices, yes.
You definitely need the food trucks around the con. Like, the con food is just really shitty. And it's such a pain in the ass. Like, not all the convention centers have, like, restaurants that are close by to, like, walk to.
No, this one has, like, a couple, like, I guess, okay ones, but nothing that good. And then they have, like, a place inside, but all they were selling at the Anime Los Angeles was just pizza and warm soda.
Oh, perfect. You know, they didn't even bother putting it in the fridge, huh?
But I think they're just selling it so fast they don't have time.
Oh, that's the worst. You think they would have, like, walk-in coolers so you just fucking put a couple pallets in and just let it sit overnight.
Right. Well, I guess it wasn't, like, warm, but it just wasn't, like icy cold. So they probably had it, like, someplace cold, but I don't know. I was just kind of weary of buying it.
Nice.
But they did have some pretty good food trucks. They had the one that we went to, that I went to at Anime Los Angeles, at Anime Expo. I mean, they had the Persona 5 value meal.
Oh, nice. What, did but they, didn't have did any... they still, did they have a special value meal going?
Not necessarily, like, anime-themed, but they did have where if you bought, like one of their small bites and a meal and, like, a side dish, a meal and a Coke, and you got or drink, you got, like, $2 off the drink or something like that.
Hmm. Can't complain about that.
No, it wasn't bad. And the food was good. So, but yeah, so it was a fun convention. One thing I noticed as far as, like, getting commissions done and stuff is Instagram makes it easy and pretty awesome to, like, let the artists know that you threw their stuff up online.
Hmm.
Because I got 2 commissions done. I'm not going to tell you which character because you'll never guess.
Let me see. It's gosh, Killer Croc.
Close.
Probably.
It's just a pair of Crocs. But one of the Crocs was looked like it was only a 14-year-old pair of Crocs, but it was actually 2,000 years old. But yeah, so I tagged them both. And they both interacted with the post, so that's cool. At least they know that if they want to steal the picture that I took, they can have it if they didn't already take one.
They listened to the podcast and asked you to take it down.
Yeah, they don't ask. They don't ask me. They just go straight to, like, Instagram and report it.
You've been reported.
Your account has been banned for violating the terms of services.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's awesome. I wish they would do more conventions in Ontario because it's, like, no traffic, super easy parking. Parking was only $7 a day, mm-hmm. Which, you know, I spent less than 2 days of parking in Ontario than, you know, 1 day in LA, even, like, parking in the furthest park and pray lots.
Yeah. That is definitely true. Like, it gets dicey when you're out there in L.A.
I didn't have to, you know, hopscotch over homeless people.
Nope.
So, and there was no traffic getting home. And it was like within 25 minutes I was home. It's nice.
It didn't smell like piss under the bridge.
No. Actually, I didn't even have to go under any scary bridges either.
Oh. Fantastic.
It was just a straight walk across the street. Like, the parking lot was, like, across the street from the convention center. And it was only $7. Like, if you got to park across the street from the convention center for Anime Expo, that's like a $50 parking spot, man.
Yeah, it is. Jeez.
And you still might get mugged.
Oh, that is fucking true.
So hopefully I've said enough nice things that if they hear this, they'll accept maybe next year's request to get a press pass.
No, they won't. They don't like you enough.
Maybe they won't because I was judging the dude that was wearing the Money Shot shirt or the Your Wife Who Was Trash cosplay. Or maybe, like, I'll piss off the body pillow dealers. Hey, and I'm not going to judge, man. If you have a body pillow, like, and you have, like, even if you have, like, 100 body pillows and you keep them at home, that's cool, man. But you don't need to carry it around at the convention.
That is true. Unless you're going to bring, like, one of those giant ones, because I just want to see how big that shit is in real life.
No, it was one of the big ones. I mean, it was almost as tall as him.
Oh, jeez.
And he was literally a body pillow.
I'm talking about the Monster Masumi ones.
Oh, no, he didn't have one of those. Oh, real quick, I almost forgot. In Artist Alley, there was a couple of artists that were selling little mini, like, keychain body pillows. They're, like, basically, like, body pillows for action figures.
So when you play action figures, they can have body pillows?
You can have a waifu body pillow for your action figures to go with, to match your body pillow.
you and your G.I. Joe have matching body pillows?
Yes. I think most of the ones I saw only were the dudes from Final Fantasy 15. And one booth had, like, the Playkai Arts Final Fantasy 15 figures holding their own body pillows.
Oh, boy.
Anime people are fun.
Oh, man. I just don't know what they're going to think of next after we have waifu pillows, then we went into eating Tide Pods. I just can't imagine what 2018 has for us.
Eating waifu pillows?
Maybe. We can only hope.
Or maybe something more immediately lethal so that those people will just not make it the internet. They can't make the video. We'll just, like, have a bunch of dead people and no videos online.
You just see them, like, dead on the floor with, like, a little halfway out of their mouth.
Exactly. I mean, if Logan Paul can show it and only get, like, a little slap on the wrist, then, you know, you can show your own suicide, I guess. It'll go on, maybe it might not end up on YouTube, but it'll end up on Reddit.
Yeah, maybe.
Live Leak needs more things. They need new content.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. All that crazy extreme stuff. It could be something else. Be a little creative for once.
Exactly. So I hear you went behind my back and bought a video game that's co-play, but didn't tell me about it because you don't want to play with me, apparently.
Wow. I see where this is going. You know, I don't have time for this. I'm just gonna get off and start playing.
Wait, you're gonna leave the podcast, or you're just gonna get off?
This podcast ends right now. Where's that button to end it? I can't find it. So, I know a few weeks ago we were talking, I don't know if we were talking about it here or I was talking about it to somebody, but I noticed GameStop had the top five anticipated games for 2018, and number five was Monster Hunter World, and that came out last week. I've been thinking about getting it, thinking about it. I didn't play any demos, and one of my buddies that sometimes listens to the show, fuck you, Roy, was hanging out with me on a Thursday, and we were talking about it, and then he convinced me to go out, kind of get out and get it, because he was telling me about a lot of the weapons and a lot of the different things that you could do, and so I was like, all right, you know, I haven't bought a new game in a while. I know I was just about to play this PlayStation game that I need to play, but, you know, I decided to put that on the back burner for another time. Maybe in February I'll get to it now. And then, so I ended up going to Myers, and oh my god, the experience was already, like, enough. So basically, like, we get to Myers, and he called ahead of time and said, are you going to sell them? They said yes. So, like, we get to Meijer. It's like, you know, I do a little bit of grocery shopping. He does his own little shopping. And we meet up front. And it's, like, 12:10. So we're like, he asked one of the girls at the self-checkout, like, hey, can I get this copy of the game? She's like, yeah, I have it right here. I was like, can I get a copy? She's like, hold on, I got to go to the back room and get it. I'm like, wait, hold on. So, literally, someone asks you about a game releasing, so you don't think about, you know, maybe putting it out or grabbing some extra copies just because, like, you know, it might be something that gets out. And literally, she comes back, and there's literally more people waiting for the game. And so she had to go back. And I'm just like, who is running this store? So I was just laughing. So I ended up getting it, and then I played it on Friday. But man, this game is pretty fun to play, but it has some pretty fucking bad flaws in it as well. So I will tell you the most annoying thing about the game right now are the NPCs. They are really think about Nami from Zelda on crack. Just like, and you have multiple of them yelling at you. So it's super, like, irritating because, you know, you're just trying to do your own thing or try to figure things out. You know, you want to explore and see what's in the world, or you want to explore, like, you know, the realm where all the stores are. And they're just, like, yelling at you to get over here and get your shit together. Get your shit together and go out and fucking quest. I'm just like, yo, bro, I don't care, man. I'm just trying to shop.
You sound like Mike Muir talking about his mom. He's like, dude, I'm just trying to get my shit together and see what's going on. And you're over here telling me about hunting when I went to your hunting schools, when I went to your hunting institutions.
I hunted all my life, and then what'd you do? You shipped me off to this fucking new world where I can't come back. Fuck you. I'll hang out at the shop if I want to. Spoilers.
Wait, so I learned something interesting about famous NPC in a game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he ended up getting mocked even to this day as an NPC, even though, like, I guess people don't know the history of his line.
Yes.
But apparently, you know, it was in the line, I used to be an adventurer till I took an arrow to the knee.
Yep.
That's not a literal term. It's like, it basically was a slang term for getting married back in the day.
No way.
Yes.
That's even better. That makes it even more funnier.
Right, because basically it's like his knee is on the ground, so it's like he got shot in the knee. You know, he took a knee, asked somebody to marry him. Now he can't be an adventurer anymore because his wife's a bitch and won't let him leave the house. It's not because he's a pussy and can't handle getting shot in his knee. It's because he's a pussy and can't tell his wife that he's a man and wants to go out and adventure.
Yeah, I just want to go, you know, get some Daedra artifacts. I just want to go out there and, you know, kill some dragons. I could become Dragonborn, but no, I gotta fucking sit here, do guard duty, deal with some local drunks, and maybe a rat.
You have to get a real job. You can't go out and party with the boys anymore. Like Incredibles. I'm trying to... Where's my super suit? I need it. It's for the greater good. I'm the greatest good you'll ever have.
Oh my gosh. I can only hope that he makes a return in Incredibles 2.
If not, then there's no reason to watch the movie. Yeah. I'm already saying that right now.
He better reappear, and he better have some snarky comment and debate with his wife, because that was literally one of the funniest parts of the whole movie.
And if they don't get Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Why even have him in there? You might as well put in the beginning of the movie that you couldn't sign Samuel L. Jackson, so don't expect the ice guy to be there.
Yeah, Sam Jackson was off too busy being Nick Fury. Which, they're both Disney movies, so maybe that they might be able to get him that way, but you never know.
Maybe Disney has a contract that says, here's a billion dollars, now do whatever the fuck we want.
Well, they did sign him to 9 movies, and everyone's like, what 9 movies? And they're trying to do, like, Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Iron Man Hulk, and maybe Incredibles 2 was part of that movie deal.
Maybe.
Or they
changed
it to make it so.
Hells yeah, dude. If they were going to pay me a fucking $1 million just to do some, you know, some voice acting, you don't have to do anything. You just show up and do your thing. At least, like, with Nick Fury, he has to get, like, you know, makeup and a costume, and they got to do that eye patch thing. Yeah.
If you wear an eye patch all day.
Arr.
I mean, if it's hot, that seems kind of annoying. Well, I mean, he's also wearing like 800 pounds of leather too, like, and the eye patch. So I don't think the eye patch is the only thing, but maybe it's the, you know, thing that pushes him over the edge of comfort to like dying of heat.
Exactly. So back to Monster
Hunter. Now that I've completely derailed everything.
this is the reason why the show ends up taking an hour when we only have 20 minutes of material.
I'm helping.
Notice we haven't spoke about the two topics that we talk about every week. We're doing good.
What? Bottle Logic and
Goddess Kiss.
Oh, Goddess Kiss. I know, man. We almost made a whole episode without referencing them by name, and we had to go meta, didn't we? Full meta.
We did. We couldn't break the trend.
It's like when like they wanted to do for Eli Manning, the New York Giants, like he had the record for most consecutive starts, and they're just going to throw him out there for like the first set of downs in a game and then pull him out so that he kept the record alive. And he was like, nah, that's cool, man. You can just bench me. I don't need it that bad. It's not that important. as you can tell, we're not above that kind of shame.
No, not at all.
So anyways, the game you were playing that wasn't Goddess Kiss.
Monster Hunter World. So the game is fun to play. So there's a lot of weapon choices, and there's a lot of different styles that you can play. And there's a lot of weapons that probably go very well with each other if you decide to play, have a buddy and play co-op. Or you could just be a solo hunter like me and say, fuck your flares, I don't need your help. Because that's how it is. If you need help, you have to shoot an SOS flare. They literally call it an SOS flare. So the gameplay's pretty fun. You have different weapons. So right now I'm using a giant hammer, and it's kind of slow, clunky, but it does a lot of damage. But you have a spear, you have a lance, sword and shield. There's a couple guns, a bow and arrow. There's this weird thing that makes it to where like you like to go pole vaulting and then just jump on the dinosaurs all day. A little weird, but not going to get into that. Not trying to judge. But
it's not quite Far Cry weird, but it's just a little not normal.
Exactly. that pole vaulting stick makes it to where it's like a bull riding simulator, but with dinosaurs and monsters.
Nice.
So basically, like, they all feel different, and they have you have to learn each style of weapon, so it kind of makes the game different because you have, like, you know, slower dinosaur. There's a lot of dinosaur themed in here. They're called monsters, but I almost call them dinosaurs, basically.
Now there's a Horizon Zero Dawn special event going on, but I think that might only be on the PlayStation.
I think so, too, which is a little disappointing, but...
Which makes sense, because Horizon Zero Dawn is a PlayStation exclusive, and if you bought an Xbox, you, in theory, don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yep. You mean Game of the Year? For 2017.
Right. Did you even get to play because you own the wrong system? Or you bought Monster Hunter on the wrong system?
I think there's too much politics in why I bought it for the Xbox and for the PlayStation that I don't want to go into.
as long as it doesn't involve Gecko, you're excused.
Yeah. No, Gecko was not a deciding factor.
Okay.
So the weapons are pretty good. The thing that I find the interesting part, Danny, and I'd be curious to see how you like this idea, but your character doesn't level up. You actually have to find resources and materials in the world to either upgrade your equipment or to make better equipment. So basically, like, if you want a better defense, then you need to replace, like, your armor to meet that defense.
Well, I mean, I like that, because they try to do something like that in the game Rage, but they also tied it to a leveling system. So I guess people were kind of confused how the levels worked, because it was just seemingly arbitrary as far as what weapons went with the levels or whatever, but if it just locked you out of zones. Like, you can't get to the zone until you get this level of gear, and you can't get this necessary level of gear until you've basically killed so many things or whatever. Like, there's a invisible wall holding there as opposed to, like, a solid level wall.
Got you. Yeah, no, basically, like, there's, like, you have to progress in the story to get into the other parts of the world, and because basically, it's not like, what's the best way to think about this? It's not like in Dragon Age or anything where you get, well, not Dragon Age is probably a wrong term, but it's not like Skyrim where you can literally run across the whole map with nothing. You basically, like, have to fly in, and you have to go to these camp zones that are in these worlds, so you have to unlock them through the story to get over there. And, or you have to, that's basically it. So that's how they kind of mitigate that piece.
Right, so you just can't, you know, from the very beginning of the game, you're already, like, on the far side of the map doing shit when you shouldn't even be there.
Exactly. So that part's pretty cool. I mean, it is kind of like, it is a very straightforward game. Like, the story, you basically are literally escorting people to go chase after a giant monster, and the rest of the time, you're just killing smaller monsters. It is not a very complex story, and it doesn't have that many things to do in the game. Like, you literally, it's just, all you're doing is killing monsters. So, if you are looking for some, like, life-changing game experience, or you want a more robust kind of gaming system with game with more things to do than just going out and killing, this probably is not the game for you. I think it, even though it is pretty simple, I do find it really fun. It's challenging to, like, go after these. Like, you kind of run across these different monsters, and, like, right now, like, whenever I see a dragon, I, like, run the fuck away, because, like, they're just way too powerful for me. But, you know, like, I'm, like, moving up, and I can't wait to, like, kill one of those down the road.
Right. That's kind of the appeal of the game is, you know, just killing giant, insane monsters, and also doing it with somebody or in a group.
Yeah.
Like, not doing it by yourself. You know, part of it is the co-op play. Mm-hmm. You know, getting drunk and just shooting shit in the face. Or riding it like it's a, like you said, a bull in a bull riding competition while you're trying to see who can stay on the longest.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see which monsters you actually need to go. Because it says, like, it basically says if it's, like, too tough for you, like, you call in support. I'm hoping that there's a couple monsters where you need a team to, like, take it down. They can't. I'd be curious to see if they make it to where you can't. There's any monsters that you can't solo.
Right, that you can't just be super over-leveled or over-geared and just run in and smash it in the face. Yep. Like, they're monsters no matter how high of a level you are. You still need a little help with your friends, as the Beatles say.
Exactly. My other pet peeve with this game is, like, the world is very, like, you know, it's made by Capcom, and you can tell it's made by Capcom, okay? And I don't mean to slam them, but if you've ever played Capcom game, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know what, the graphics are, you know, above average, they're not amazing, the voices are, like, mismatched to, like, the English version, because I guess they didn't give a fuck. So, there's kind of some issues with that, but, I mean, I don't think that's terrible. But the thing that pisses me off is, like, the terrain, like, there's supposed to be certain advantages. So, if I am, like, higher on the ground, and I basically kind of do a weird jumping, there's no jump button, but, like, sometimes your person will, like, jump off, like, a step. And then if your person jumps off the step, you could do, like, a powerful, like, down slam move to, like, hit the monsters and do more damage. So I'm usually trying to run up, like, higher ground and then come run back down and trying to get, like, this motion to go. So tell me how, like, a T-Rex could jump, like, 100 feet in the air to go climb up and go sleep in the trees. Like, I had to, like, literally chase this motherfucker up trees, and he's huge. He's not, like, small at all. And he's, like, he has a bed, like he's a monkey up in the trees.
Look, man, all I can say is I've never not seen a T-Rex in a tree, okay? So I don't know if that's scientific, if that's fake news or if it's real.
So it's just really like some of the game gets like a little clunky when you're fighting, and so like you have to learn like the attacks and you have to dodge appropriately, and I get it. Like there's times where I dodge like left and I should have went back or to the right and whatnot, and you know, you learn that. But it's just like sometimes like I had a monster, I was like climbing up like to get to this higher ground where the monster was, and the monster like ran off and like fell down and did its like attack on the ground and it hit me. So sometimes like the gameplay gets a little wonky with like the different levels of terrain. Overall, Danny, I think Monster World Hunter game is pretty fun. It has its flaws, you know, man, but I was really enjoying it. I think it'll be a little bit more fun if getting a little team together. I think it'll be easier to take down some of the bigger guys that are running around harassing me right now. But I think overall, man, I think it's a pretty good game. Solid 7 or 8 out of 10. $60 is a little steep, but you know, I mean, it is still brand new. And it has a lot of buzz. I don't know if it's going to get discounted anytime soon. So I feel like if it's something where you want a new game to play right now and you want to do some killing, I think it's worth the money to buy. If you have some other stuff that you want to get done with and you want to wait a month or two, hopefully it'll be a lower price.
Yeah, when I was walking around Anime Los Angeles, there was a handful of artists that had their gamer tags written on their tables. Asking for hunters to join them basically for the game. So that seems pretty cool. Like just hitting up random people to, you know, you don't gotta like become BFFs, but you never know. Maybe you might.
Maybe.
As long as I said the waifu is trash dude or the money shot dude doesn't join your hunt groups, you're good.
Exactly. I don't want them to hang out with me.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, who are you playing? All of a sudden you go to kill somebody. Instead of like Leroy Jenkins, you hear "Waifu is trash," and then he starts running towards the monster.
Yeah, I'll just be like, you know what? Let this one die.
I have left the party and blocked you.
That's hilarious. Exactly. I tell him to fuck off. Especially if he said my waifu was trash.
That's what he said. Your waifu is trash. Your waifu is trash. And then he goes to kill the monster, and you're like, no, my waifu isn't trash. Your waifu is trash. You've been blocked. Bye, Sean.
Oh, man.
So this, just a couple days ago, we were blessed with a teaser trailer for the Marvel movie that's coming out in July.
Oh, boy. What is coming out in July, Danny? Tell me.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, man. I'm pretty excited for this one. I had no expectations going into Ant-Man 1, and that movie was just so phenomenal.
Yeah, I had, even after Ant-Man 1 being a pretty good movie, I kind of had zero expectations going into the second one. I guess maybe that's the key to making movies enjoyable, is just expecting them to all like be mediocre, if just okay. And then when they're better than that, then you're not let down, as opposed to thinking every movie's going to be phenomenal and then it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely pretty lighthearted. I mean, it was cool to see the villain that they chose for that. And it was kind of cool, like, him reappearing in some of the other Marvel movies. And he was definitely, like, you know, a fun character to point out and be like, oh, look, it's Ant-Man, that's awesome. I think watching the trailer, it seems like it's going to be true to itself. I thought it was really funny. If you haven't seen the trailer, we'll make sure we post it on our Facebook, and I'm sure Danny will hit us up on the Instagram. But I think it was very funny. They had some little lines in there, and it really feels like true to the movie, the original one.
Definitely. It didn't feel like it lost its spirit. If anything else, it just felt a little bit bigger. They definitely are using the technology more. Like in the first movie, it felt like they kind of had to keep it a secret for the big reveal at some point in the movie. But now that that's all been revealed and he's been in Civil War, which they actually make a reference to, there's just random scenes through the trailer where they're, you know, making things shrink, making things grow, using it as a weapon, using it to their advantage. It just looks really interesting, the possibilities that they're exploring as far as the use of the Pemtech.
Exactly. I think the biggest thing for me is, and I think this is...
pun intended, biggest thing?
No pun. They didn't really hint on what the story was really about, and maybe it's just kind of, you know... Maybe
well, that's why it's a teaser.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to figure out. But, you know, I didn't see, like, any big name. I didn't see any other big name characters or anything.
No, this is just a full teaser. I mean, it's, like, less than 2 minutes long. It's, like, a minute and 45, a minute 50-second long trailer. It does its point. It just says, hey, look, we're using our technology more. These characters are in it. It's going to be a good time. Because they didn't even show any of his, like, buddies and... I'm really hoping the reporter that was at the end of Ant-Man, the actress's name is Anna Akana. She has some really hilarious YouTube videos. If you like really cute girls who make hilarious YouTube videos, you should check out Anna Akana's videos because they're all really good.
Oh, gotcha.
She's like a hot, crazy cat lady.
Fair enough.
Well, maybe not the hot part, but the crazy cat lady, her words. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And from what it looks like in the trailer, it looks like this movie would be worth seeing in 3D.
Yeah, I would say it's going to be pretty fun with how they do that. No, I think I agree. I think the 3D will be awesome.
Not too many times do I recommend 3D or want to go see movies in 3D, but this one definitely made me prepare that, like, if I see it any other way, I might be let down.
Danny, you're always
like that. Exactly. The list of possible pallbearers for my funeral is vast.
There's a waiting list to see who...
who gets to let me down one last time.
Yep. You gotta try to outlive Danny first.
Well, that's the key, number one right there. If you die first, then I guess you've let me down already.
You let him down, I'll let him down.
Yeah, by not being able to let me down.
All right, everybody, that's it for today's show. Thank you guys for stopping by and listening to us. Make sure you stop by and check us out on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, Podbean, and so much more. All right, everybody. Danny, it was fun hanging out with you tonight.
It was fun, man. Everybody have a good week.